Hello, welcome back to the studio, listeners, to United Voices on kpcradio.com with me, Crystal. Today we have in the studio a RN. She worked at Kaiser. Her name is Jenny Velasquez. Welcome to the studio, Jenny.
Hi, thank you.
I know that you, as you told me before, you work at Kaiser. Can you tell us what do you do there?
Yes. I'm a registered nurse. I work at the emergency department at Kaiser in Panorama City.
Okay. When did you start it?
This year. I graduated last year, and I started work at the beginning of March.
Mm-hmm. And how do you like it?
I love it. I don't regret. I actually enjoy my job.
Natalie, so where did you go to school and when did you graduate?
I did most of my general education in San Francisco, and then all my prereqs and the program, I went to LACC.
Okay. Jenny, when did you move from San Francisco? Are you originally from there?
I'm from Guatemala, but I moved from San Francisco about 5 years ago.
Okay. How was it? Like, did you like San Francisco when you...
I do. Well, I still miss San Francisco since my whole family lives in San Francisco. But I love LA. I love the weather. I love the beach. So I don't know if I want to go back to the Bay.
Mm-hmm. When did you move to Los Angeles?
I will say about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to move out here?
I wanted to be independent. I was living with my parents back home, and I wanted to go to school here. That's why. I think that was the main reason for me to move out here.
Mm-hmm. Did you, before coming to LA, did you search some colleges where you wanted to
specifically go? I did, but it was really hard for me to get in San Francisco. Some of them were, it was like a three-year waiting list, and I thought that LA had a little bit more options for me.
Mm-hmm. How did you decide that you wanted to be a RN?
I like to help people. I love the medical field. And I knew since I was in high school that I wanted to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm. That you wanted to be in the medical field?
Yes.
Would you like to do something else besides
registered nurse? No, I'm actually really, really happy on what I'm doing right now. I don't think I will change my career anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Before working for Kaiser, did you work somewhere else?
Yeah, I was actually a bartender. And even when I was at the nursing program, I was still doing it on the weekends. You know, we had to pay bills.
Yeah, right. So before working as a registered nurse, how hard was it to, actually get a career while working somewhere else and going to school?
It was pretty hard. Since I wanted to be independent, I was independent, and I was struggling for a while. Mm-hmm. Just working on the weekends, going to school full time. But thank God I was able to pay my bills, and I was able to finish my whole program. Now I'm happy, and I think I'm doing good.
Okay. Did your life change in some way after getting a job in Kaiser?
Definitely, yes. I think it changed a lot.
Okay, and how? In what ways?
Oh, there's so many ways. It was completely different on what I was a bartender, so you can't compare being a bartender and being an RN. As a bartender, you have fun. You talk to people. As a nurse, you help people. And yeah, it's completely, it's a different animal.
Okay. Natalie, when did you come, going back to where we started, when you came to United States or into San Francisco from Guatemala, mm-hmm. Did you had any difficulties talking to people? Did you know English already?
No.
Or how was it?
Not at all. The only English word that I knew, it was blue and apple. And I went to middle school not knowing any word in English. It was definitely a hard time for me. I struggled a lot.
What grade did you start it going?
Eighth
grade?
Yeah, eighth grade.
Okay.
And then I jump into high school.
Mm-hmm. And when or what time in the school year did you felt like you like were able to survive with your English skills?
maybe a junior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sophomore, junior.
And how did you learn it besides going to school? Did you used to, like, study?
Yeah, well, I remember my parents bought me some videos that it was Spanish and English. And whenever I get a free time at home, I was watching those videos,
mm-hmm.
which was, it was pretty basic videos, but it definitely helped me a lot.
Okay, Jenny, you know how we are right now going through, I ask this question to every guest that I bring into the station, because we're going through right now to a time where immigrants are, you know, they're not having a good luck with our papers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Do you know about DACA?
I heard of it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I thought it was a great opportunity for all of us that are here, mm-hmm. looking for better opportunities and trying to make our dreams to come through. So, yes.
And what do you think about it? Like, I don't know if you heard that they cancel it, and, you know, people or students are going through a difficult time.
So. Yeah, it's sad and very disappointed, because it was a great opportunity for many of us. I actually had it, and I think all of the students that were taking advantage of that opportunity are going to be in a hard situation right now. And I don't think it's fair, because we're all trying to survive here, and we're all trying to go to school just to have a better life for us and family.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, like, while you were in school and, you know, and you had the program, do you ever thought that, you know, you could... not having it will be hard for you, or when did you stop having the DACA thing and the permission to for students to be here? And I don't know if you understand my question.
Mm-hmm, like, not really.
Okay, so While you were in the DACA mm-hmm. program, did you ever had any problems, or was it easy for you?
No, it was actually easy. Thank God I was able to get all my paperwork
mm-hmm.
done before DACA was suspended. But
mm-hmm.
it wasn't hard for me while I had it. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Did it help you in?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it did. Definitely. Oh. It did help me.
Mm-hmm. When did you... graduated from college?
Last year.
Uh-huh. And were you able to get a job right after you graduated?
I started working through a registry, which is kind of like an on-call position.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this registry that I used to work for, it sent me to different locations, different hospitals, different facilities. And I was actually working 40 hours a week, and it wasn't bad at all. Mm-hmm. It was just an on-call position. You never know when are you going to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and while you were in school, do you ever thought about giving up because it was hard?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. First semester definitely was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Taking 21 units, taking tests, quizzes every week, working on the weekends. It was definitely a hard time. And actually, half of my class was having a job while we all started in the program, and I will say towards the end, only four of us were still having a job at the end, because a lot of people couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and which was one of your major obstacles during school?
Time. It's a lot time-consuming. You really need to... You don't only study when you're at school. You have to study even when you're home. It's like a 24/7 study time.
And it was really hard.
It was really hard because I basically had no days off. It was a full-time student Monday through Friday, and then full-time job, well, on the weekends, 8 hours. It was no days off for me. Mm-hmm. And having quizzes every day. I mean, every week.
Mm-hmm. Right now you're working at Kaiser, but what are your plans for the future? Are you planning to stay, to keep working at Kaiser? Do you want to further your
Hopefully,
education?
Yeah. Hopefully they don't fire me anytime soon. Yeah, that's, I would like to keep studying. Mm-hmm. I think I don't want to stop there. I want to keep growing and growing.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what do you want to study? Or
right now, I'm not sure since I just finished. And I don't know. I think I'm going to try to work for at least a couple more years and then maybe decide to do something. Not something else, but always in the medical field. But I'm still not sure what I want yet.
Mm-hmm. And Natalie, do you have anything to tell the students right now that are working in the medical field, that are like going through what you went through, the hard times that you went through?
I think not only on the medical field but any career. Don't give up. Keep hustling. It's gonna be paid off. You're gonna feel good. I just says don't give up on the first struggle that you face, because you're gonna face a lot of them. It's gonna feel like that you can't keep going, but trust me, everything is possible. You just need to work for it.
Mm-hmm. And Jenny, okay, because we ran out of things to ask. When are you coming from a big family?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're actually five girls. Mm-hmm. I'm the third one. All mm-hmm. girls, thank God.
Uh-huh. Do they all live here in Los Angeles?
No, my whole family is in San Francisco. I'm the only one out here.
Mm-hmm. When did you do you go back to see them really often?
I tried. It depends on my schedule, but at least the holidays, I'm going back home for sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do your mom says about you becoming professional? Is there anyone else in your family that graduated from college?
Not from the medical field, mm-hmm. but they're all happy and they want me back.
They want you back.
They want me back in San Francisco, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you really close to your mom, to your dad?
Yes, very. It was, every time I still go back home, we all still cry every time I say bye. After 5 years. Yeah, mm-hmm. they're my best friends, my sisters as well. Mm-hmm. We talk every day on the phone. We FaceTime every day. We have a group chat with all my sisters and my mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pretty close.
Will you be going to see them for Christmas this year?
I think so. I really hope so. If I'm off, I will go for sure.
Okay. And Natalie, before we go, what has it been, the most difficult time, or was it really hard to move after, being with your family for a long time?
Oh,
How was the situation with your mom?
It was super hard. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anybody in LA but one friend. And I came here. I was living with my friend for like a month. And mm-hmm. then I was able to get my own place. Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, I was missing my family. I was struggling with bills. But I wanted to be independent, right? Mm-hmm. So there we go. Okay. I learned. I don't know if I want to be independent anymore.
Okay, Jenny, we are at the end of the show. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your time. And we'll be here next Tuesday for another show here on kpcradio.com with me, Crystal.
Oh, thank you, Crystal. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.